There is nothing that we can't conquer with Jesus on our side.
And now for Coming Out of Your Exodus, Stay the Course.
Welcome to Brothers of the Word, because brother, you need the word. And today we're going to just touch on a passage of scriptures. Amen. Exodus 14 chapter, 13 through the 14th verse. And we may divvy into some others if time permits. And we're just going to talk on for a few minutes this morning. Coming out of your Exodus. Coming out of your Exodus. And for some of you old school that like subtopics, stay the course. Coming out of your Exodus, stay the course. And Exodus 14 chapter 13th verse reads, And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more and forever. And verse 14 says, The Lord shall fight for you and shall hold your peace. How many of you here today have ever been through some sort of trial or tribulation? Maybe you have felt like at some point you have been in bondage. Whether it be bondage from past relationships, drugs, mental illness, your physical health. Whatever your trial or pestilence you've had to endure, there has always been one constant. God has always been there. Whether you could see him or feel him or touch him, God has always been there. For the Bible tells me in Deuteronomy 31 and 8, the Lord himself goes before you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Sometimes it may seem that God is nowhere to be found. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. Looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. And sometimes we think that about God. We search all over, but do we? Do we really search? Because we know where he is. The Bible says he does not leave his throne. He sits high and looks low. So he's waiting for a phone call. The Bible says, seek him while he can be found. Knock and the door will be open to you, but we have to seek him. That's when or where prayer on a continuous basis and you have a relationship built up with him if you do it on the regular. If you're praying on the regular, you have prayer stored up. He's going to answer each and every time. However, we tend to wait until all hell has broken loose to seek direction from God. The word Exodus is defined as going out, a departure or immigration. It simply means the way out. The book of Exodus is known as the book of redemption. This book begins with gloom and doom for the people of Israel, yet it ends in God's glory being manifested. In the book of Exodus, we find out how God takes man out of sin. Exodus in Greek also means deceased, meaning that the sin of man has to die in order for Christ in us to live. Jesus is our Exodus. What is it that you need to allow God to perform an Exodus on your behalf? Have you ever pondered that question? What is it that I need God to perform an Exodus on my behalf? What is it that you know is hindering you from becoming the man or woman of God that he wants you to be? When you are in a state of peril or tribulation and you need to come out of your Exodus, there are some keys that we must remember. Number one, God always allows for a way of an escape. God will always give us an out. Regardless of how bad the situation may appear, there will always be a way of escape. It's just like the escape rooms that they have now. It may look bleak. You may not know where to look in the room to find that escape hatch, but it's in the room. God is always in the room. God is always in the building. God is always with you. The children of Israel were always given a means to escape their enemies, but at times they chose to take the hard road. How many of you have ever taken the hard road? Instead of staying on the course that God directed you on, you took the hard road. It's just like the Waze app. Everybody know Waze, GPS, and I've done it myself. You put in the address on Waze to go a certain place. And instead of trusting Waze to know the way to take you, you say, I know better. I don't trust that this GPS satellite that's looking down on the earth from on high knows what it's talking about. If I turn right here, I'm only 2 minutes away where there may be an obstacle when you turn. And normally it is. I fussed Waze out one day. Told Waze it didn't know what it was talking about, wanted to throw it on the floorboard. And I decided I was going to go my way. And I took my little behind down 75 South instead of getting off on Jonesboro Road, Stockbridge exit. I said, it looked good. It's clear. I can't see anything for miles. All the traffic is flowing. Lo and behold, I passed the exit. Oh, well. Next thing I know, I see red brake lights. Now I'm in a 20-minute traffic jam. And whereas I could have been home 30 minutes prior, it took me over an hour to get home because I did not trust my GPS. That's the same with our Father. Who is your GPS? Are you trusting God to direct your path? Are you staying on the course? Or are you detouring, thinking that another route is easy? I'm here to tell you that route that you take that God didn't direct you to will never be easy because he's going to teach you a lesson. He's going to make sure that you remember you didn't trust him. Number two, God always gives us instruction on how to conquer our circumstances. But many times, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, many times, many, many times, we think we know better than God on how to handle a situation. God told you not to say anything to your boss, but you just couldn't wait to get to work to give him a piece of your mind. And the next thing you know, you're standing in the unemployment line wondering, how am I going to pay my rent when all you had to do was just keep that closed? But sometimes we get so frustrated. I was watching a football game last night, and I called the name of the team, the Florida Gators. Arrogant. Had the game at hand, but allowed his emotion, one of the players, allowed his emotion and his rage and his arrogance to cause the game to flip. Took a player's shoe off. Not took it off the field. Took the shoe off the foot of the player and threw it 20 yards down the field. 39, team getting ready to punt the ball. 2 minutes left, Florida has the lead. Personal foul, unsportsmanlike conduct. How many times has God said foul, unsportsman, inappropriate conduct? 15-year penalty. Somebody heard that. Because God's time is not ours. So what you thought you might get next month could be 10 years from now. Because of a detour. It's just like a hamster on a hamster wheel. How many of you ever had hamsters or guinea pigs? And they stick those little wheels in the inside of the tank. And all they know is to get on that wheel and race. Where are they going? Nowhere. It's just like you're going around in circles. You know your GPS sometimes toggles and flips and it never gets quite right. Can't get right. And it turns and turns, and you're going around in circles. You're never getting anywhere. But if we trust God with the instructions and the details that he has already given us, Stephanie, lift the book up. If we trust God with the instructions, thank you, that he has already given us and the directions and clarity that he brings to us through our pastors or through someone that he has placed in your life. Because sometimes he doesn't necessarily just speak to you audibly, but he sends people your way. He sends his instructions, but we got to open it. We can't see what's in it until we open the book. But he gives us instructions so we won't be the hamsters on the hamster wheel. Next, God is more faithful to us in our circumstances than we are to him or even ourselves. Have you ever thought about that? God has more faith in you than you have in yourself. We will continuously doubt and question our ability to make it through the situation while God already knows that we are strong in him. He already knows we are a fortress in him. He already knows we can be a strong tower in him. There is nothing that we can't conquer with Jesus on our side. In the book of Exodus, we find that the children, just to give you a background, 14th chapter covers the Exodus of Israel from Egypt, being chased by old Pharaoh. We know that Israel dwelled in Egypt for 430 years, not having a home for 430 years under the rule of the Egyptians. We find that Israel was placed under the Egyptian rule because of their disobedience, because of sin, because of their unwillingness to listen to his instructions. So they were placed in captivity. But God always has a plan for redemption. There was a governor that was recently in office. He used to always say, for ones who had a tough road in their life, who was institutionalized or had been in institutions, that regardless of what they had done, and regardless of what crimes or sins they had committed, there are always redemptive qualities in that person. God knows there's always redemption and the possibility of restoration. After many years of plagues and famines that came upon the land of Egypt to force Pharaoh to let the children go, we find Moses was given instructions in the 14th chapter of Exodus. At this point of time, the children of Israel were in a state of desperation, in a state of fear. How many of you know God has not given you the spirit of fear? But they had forgotten the basics. The numbers of the children of Israel were in the hundreds of thousands. Some historians say they were in the millions living in Egypt. Some Egyptians were ready for them to go because they feared that they were becoming too strong of number, too wealthy in their own land. But the Egyptians had, or the Israelites had become impatient and restless. How many of you have become impatient at times? Your kids speak, you're ready to bite their head off. Anybody walking around in the house and they may be quiet as a church mouse. You ready to cuss them out? Not in the ark. They had lost sight of their destiny and could not see that God was with them. The fact that God had freed them and was leading them to the promised land was just too much for them to trust at the time. Does anyone in here know anybody who is always waiting for something terrible to happen? You know you got a family member. They always negative. They may have just got a brand new car. Oh, it's going to tear up tomorrow. Just got a brand new job, career. Oh, I don't know how long I'm going to be on it. Why you say that? Well, I don't know. Then you know people don't like you. Question, where is your faith? Sometimes when you are in a mud of despair, you can't see the beauty on the other side. How many of you have ever been impatient with God, telling God that he's taking too long, that he doesn't understand that you don't have time to wait on what he promised you? You want it right now. Well, that's interesting to tell God, the creator of heaven and earth and time itself, because we can't comprehend infinity. He gave us time to question him on when, where, and how. God had instructed, and even Moses, after being given instruction, questioned how and when he would deliver them from the hands of Pharaoh. See, the story goes, Israel was on the way out of the land, Red Sea in front and Pharaoh behind, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Have you ever questioned God on your breakthrough? Prophet Dexter told you 10 years ago that you would be wealthy, healthy, and wise. Well, have you ever thought about maybe 5 years before that, you were not wise? 7 years before that, you were not healthy. Not because of something God did, but because you chose to eat the wrong thing. When you question him, you have to wonder and question, have you obeyed him? God had caused all of these plagues and perils to come against Egypt for the sake of Israel, but they still allowed doubt and fear to cripple them at a time they should have been praising him for their freedom and deliverance from the enemy's hand. 13th verse says, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which I will show you on this day. For the Egyptians whom we have seen, ye shall see never again. Point, God will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear. 2 Timothy 1st chapter 7th verse, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. Second point, God's direction always requires faith. Thirdly, God positions us where he wants us, not where we want to be. He wanted to position them to where he was their only hope. He wants you to be in a position where he is your only hope. The 14th verse says, the Lord shall fight for you and ye shall hold your peace. And down in the 21st verse, and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all the night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. 22nd verse, and the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon a dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right and left hand. How many of you know God will put a hedge of protection around you? In the midst of your enemies, God will protect you. And or he was teaching or is teaching us that we can stand against whatever comes our way. He has to make you a testimony. You have to go through something to be a testimony. If you had never went through anything, how can you tell anyone anything? I would rather know something or receive something from somebody who has been through something than someone who has just read it out of a book. And the 23rd verse says, and the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. I'm here to tell you, stay the course. God will deliver you from your enemies if you stay the course. Our story of Moses and the children of Israel is an example of how far God will protect and how far he will go to protect his children if you stay the course. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, out of your exodus, stay the course. I'm reminded of a man in the book of Psalms who needed redemption, who was in a state of peril, a man who was seeking for God's exodus, wondering when his salvation from the hands of his enemy would come. This man was around the 23rd Psalms, who was a man after God's own heart, had some issues, had some sin in his life. But this was a man whom God cherished. Just another example of God bringing you out of Exodus. This man we know as David cried out to the Lord because he was ready to come out of his Exodus, saying, Lord, my shepherd, I shall not want. You maketh me lie down in green pastures, leading me beside the still waters, leading me to my Red Sea. Leading me in your path. Now he's pleading with God. For your sake, save me from my enemies. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the valley of sin, the valley of disappointment, the valley of depression, of a suicide, of corruption, I will feel no evil, for you are with me. God is with you. No matter how glim, doom, and dim it is. Fear no evil, for thy rod and staff, for the protection of armor that he has given you. Your loins girded about with truth, your breastplate of righteousness, put it on. Sword of the Spirit, carry it with you. Regardless of what it looks like, you have weapons at your disposal. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy. How many of you need goodness and mercy? shall follow you all the days of your life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Coming out of your Exodus, stay the course. We don't have to worry about whether God is with us. Even if he was with Saul in the book of Acts, and Saul persecuted Christians, helped to murder Christians, helped to imprison Christians, he was with Saul on Damascus Road. Jesus was on the scene on Damascus Road. Saul was blinded by the hope of glory, which is Jesus. He is your hope. He's on your course. He is our Exodus, and he is our Redeemer. He is your all in all. And if you were wondering if you were on the right path, wander no more. He is going to set you free. Your Redeemer lives. Give God some praise. Amen. We thank you for listening to us here today at Brothers of the Word. We hope that you have received something from God. If there is anything that you have thought of in your past or in your future, for your future, know that God is not going to leave you nor forsake you. Amen. He's going to bring you out of your Exodus as long as you stay the course. We thank you for joining us today at Brothers of the Word, because, brother, you need the word. Amen. Amen and amen.
You are listening to brothersoftheword.com. This was the sermon titled Coming Out of Your Exodus, subtitled Stay the Course, by Dexter Harden. This sermon is number 6565, that's 6565. To listen to thousands of free sermons or to send this sermon number 6565 to a friend, go to brothersoftheword.com.
If this message has been a blessing to you and you would like to help support this ministry, go to iwanttogive.com. That's iwanttogive.com.
Listen to brothersoftheword.com often, because, brother, you need the word.